Hi guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome. What's up?
It's literally just us. No awkward guest intro today.
Let's start off by just telling them what just happened to us at Midnight Oil, our favorite place.
Yeah. So we were at Midnight Oil, of course, getting a bite to eat and a little drink before our recording that is happening now. And there was this like cute guy whipped up in a traffic. The way Midnight Oil is set up is like the cars that are coming in, like you can see everyone walk out of their cars. So, like you can already identify somebody and what they drive. And I'm like, we should ask them to come on the pod.
Mackie had this wild idea and she looks at me and she's like, did you say I have a crazy idea or what did you say? We should also just let you guys know that we are feeling a little bit tipsy right now. So apologies in advance, but we enjoyed a drink or two at Midnight Oil. Anyway, guy is like so cute. And Mackie looks at me and she's like, we should ask him to come on the pod. And I'm like, that's not a terrible idea. Actually, it's a great idea. So let's ask him.
I come up with the idea and I'm like, but I'm not going to execute this. Like, you are going to have to do the asking of him when he walks by.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, that's fine.
So he's walking around the corner and I'm like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And what did he say? He was like, what? Oh, nothing. And we were like, this is Mackie. My name's Kenna. We have a podcast and we need a guest tonight. We're wondering if you'd like to come on.
Because we don't have a guest tonight.
We don't have a guest tonight. But like, we low-key like doing these solo episodes.
But we just thought that would be fun if like he was in fact single and he has a girlfriend at home waiting for her pizza to be delivered by Mr. Sir. So
yeah.
You know, we told him it probably wouldn't be the best fit for him.
Yeah.
But he still wants to come on, but he just has to be at work super early in the morning.
No, it was actually a perfect interaction. He followed us. Mackie was wearing the Love You Bye hat. It was it was great. And he wants to come on.
Yeah.
So shout out Cyrus if you're listening.
We're saying his name.
Are we not?
Sure. Cyrus, yeah. So, I mean, I guess you guys can find him on our followers. But he'll be a future guest. He just really couldn't make it tonight and like, maybe we'll have him on with his girlfriend. I think that's what he really wants.
Yeah, he does want that.
Yeah.
So that was a little fun interaction that we had right before recording tonight. But today, you guys, we are going to... Am I jumping the gun? Oh, I need to...
No.
Do we need to play the intro music, the theme music?
Yeah.
Are we sticking with the theme music?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys like our theme music, our theme song?
They're about to hear it again. Our podcast is sponsored by Inspired Design Jewelry. I can't say the word jewelry.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Thank you, Inspired Designs, for sponsoring Love You Bye podcast. You guys can go find our entire collection at idoriginals.com
and use code LOVEYOUBYE for 20% off.
And stay tuned because we have some really cute pieces that are going to be a part of our collection soon. And we can't wait for you guys to see those.
Last night we posted a question form thing for you guys to ask us anything. And so we got a lot of questions. So that's what we're here to do.
We are here to answer any and all of your questions.
We split them up because there were so many. So today we're only doing half. And then in a few weeks, we'll do the other half when we don't have a guest again.
Yes. So let's go ahead and get it started with the first one. Okay, of course, the first question. I mean, we should have started with this question and then gone into the story.
It's okay.
But it's totally fine.
I think it's good.
Go ahead.
What do y'all order at Midnight Oil?
Midnight Oil, is just our favorite.
So I'll just do it. Kenna gets the frozen rosé, mm-hmm. guess. And I get this frozen margarita peach jalapeno frozen margarita.
Yeah.
Okay, so good. And then recently, just to feel lighter afterwards, to help the stomach, in my opinion, we get the cauliflower crust sweet heat pizza, which is cheese and
capricola,
some sort of meat, jalapenos, and a shit ton of honey. And ranch.
Hot honey and ranch. And it's our favorite.
And dessert.
Yeah, dessert. We deserve
dessert.
This
dessert is
we didn't get
so
dessert.
Fucking hype.
We didn't get dessert tonight.
We didn't, but it is so good. They're hot little mini churros.
Fire.
And we can clear a whole plate. Just us two, and there's like eight or ten.
Eight of them on there, and we clear them.
Yeah, they're so good.
You guys have got to try the churros if you haven't yet at Midnight Oil. Yeah, we're there 3 times a week, minimum. This was our third time this week, and it's Thursday. We are just, like, big fans, and we told the guy that tonight, actually, we were like, Mackie said something. She said, we have a podcast, and what did you say?
Oh, we need the fucking to-go margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
They cut that shit off. It's so annoying.
To-go margaritas. It's so rude. So we had to drink it there in a glass, and it melted. But anyway, we told the guy that we talk about Midnight Oil all the time on the podcast.
Even though we wanted them to sponsor us, now they know they get free ads through us. So whatever. We love them anyways.
Okay, so yeah, that's our order at Midnight Oil, our favorite place. Next up, we have the question of the hour, the week, the month.
The year. The century?
Whoa.
Okay, sorry.
You guys just met a few months ago.
Oh, sorry.
The most asked question on our Google form was, tell us about the boyfriend. Did Steeple become your boyfriend?
Steeps.
How is Mr. Steeps? So for those of you that don't know, Mackie has a boyfriend. Boyfriend, you guys. What the actual fuck is happening? Steeple became your boyfriend.
Steeps. I thought we call him Steeps. Or is it Steeple?
It's Steeple Chase, but like we call him Steeps. Steeps.
Okay, yeah. No, Steeps became my boyfriend. And I told Kenna, and she was bawling her eyes out.
Oh my God, we have to post these photos too.
We can.
They're so good.
He is amazing. That's what he is. Everyone asks how he is. He's great. He has raised, I feel like the standards for me, like just to what we all deserve.
Yeah.
After being treated by like college, treated terribly by like college assholes and whatever. It's college or not, but.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because Mackie sent me a photo today and it was this guy that she used to like in college. And it was a whole list of all the things that he does that she doesn't like about him. All the things that are
all
like,
of like red flags.
Red flags. Yes, basically a red flags list. And it was literally an entire page long. And I'm just like looking back laughing at that hysterically because I'm like,
every single thing is like the opposite of what Steve says, right?
Right. And it's like you just needed to wait for the right guy to come along. And I feel like that goes for everyone.
Yeah.
Steeps is incredible. He is like actually such a perfect human being. It scares me. We love him. We love them together. They're very happy.
I'd say like in the, like he is perfect, but he's not like too like nice where like he's not going to call me out for the bullshit, right? Like don't fucking act that way, Mackie, or like, I know, but like he doesn't let me just get away with like anything is something that I like.
Yeah.
Because I can be rude and like I don't really want to get away with shit like that. Like I shouldn't act that way.
Yeah.
Or like not rude, but like just like get dramatic and sassy.
Well, yeah, every girl can. But like, yeah, he does call you out for your bullshit, which we all love.
We love that.
Yeah.
And like calls me dramatic, like fucking relax. You're fucking fine.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
He's the best.
I appreciate.
We love him. And they're very happy. So that is the most asked question on the Google form. Anything else you want to add?
Shout out Steeps.
Shout out Steeps. Okay, next question. What's the best date you've ever been on? Go ahead.
Do you have one?
I'm trying to think. Like, honestly, no.
Have you ever done something that was a date that was not, like, at a restaurant or, like, dinner and drinks? I feel like those would be like, the best.
Yes, but, like, no. Like, they're not the best for me.
When?
Like, I honestly...
Like, Braves? Oh, you did go to a Sounds game.
I went to a Sounds game and I went to a Preds game.
Okay, yeah. So were those like probably like the best? Like those are better than drinks and dinner, but it has to do with the person.
Yeah, it's the person. Like you're about to say your best date was with Steeps because it's the person. It's not the date. Yeah, the date was cool, but like the person makes the date.
So do you have a favorite date with a favorite Do you have a date with a favorite person that you've been on a date with?
I mean, not my favorite person anymore, but like looking back, I'd probably be like a date that I went on with my ex, or like my college ex or my high school ex, like either of those people, because I actually loved them.
Yeah.
But like now, recently, within the past few years, there's not a date that I've been on that's like, that's my favorite date I've ever been on.
Right.
You know,
you have to actually really like the person.
Exactly.
You like the most extravagant thing. Like, right. Like when I went skydiving, you think that that should be my favorite date because
yeah,
it's like such a crazy like date, but it's like I wasn't with like somebody I was wanting to be with.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So what was your favorite date?
Steeps, yes. And I went to the rodeo.
Yeah,
we had the best time. But like, it wasn't just the rodeo, which was like what I loved about it. It was like before we stopped and got like peaches on the side of the road, and then we went and got tacos and margs, which like favorite thing. And then like the rodeo, and then after the rodeo, we got a burger and went and got an espresso martini. It's just like all my favorite things. And then we met KB at Broadway.
They did. Oh, yeah, Broadway. That was the first thing.
Yeah. So, like, that was just, like, pretty much, like, it was a long first date. Like, good thing I liked it,
yeah.
Because otherwise it was a little bit too long.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's something that has to do with margs, espresso martini, a guy that's going to be nice, I mean.
Yeah. We love a good marg.
We love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mexican and margs is always the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. So, next question we have.
Oh, what's your advice for a single guy looking for something in Nashville?
I have a follow-up question to this question. What do you mean by something? Are you looking for friends? Are you looking for a girlfriend? Are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for a hookup? Are you looking for a vibe?
Because right.
All of these things.
Something
could be a lot. If you're looking for a relationship, let's just assume he's okay. Looking for a relationship.
Great.
Advice for a single guy looking for something in Nashville. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any advice for you because I'm single as fuck out here. But, like, I would get on maybe Hinge. I don't hate Hinge. But, like, if you want to go on dates and meet people, Hinge is a great way to do that. Or just, like, go out. Like,
mm-hmm.
Go out and about. We go out all the time. And I'm always looking for the next cute guy in the room.
Are you still doing that?
Oh, I'm always looking. I'm not like looking for a relationship, but I'm like
looking for a hot guy.
Okay. I would say something to you.
Okay,
just
fair.
For fun, shits and gigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that you're still feeling that way.
Oh, I'm not looking for a relationship at all right now.
Yes. I love that. Okay. So for this guy, yeah, I would say my advice would be to go out.
Not to Broadway though, because Broadway, you're just going to find a bunch of tourists.
Like, go out and like get drunk or whatever, but like just be out in Nashville. Like, you can't stay inside, basically. Like, you need to go to brunch or literally, mm-hmm. like, to the fucking, like, any sort of event. Like, there's always events going on. Like,
uh-huh.
The race car thing. Like, grab a few guy friends and go to the race or a concert.
Yeah.
Like, on the lawn, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, Mackie met her boyfriend at Steeplechase, and we were, like, out on a limb, like, going to something with people that we don't really hang out with. So, like, always be down to try something new. And, like,
say yes often.
Yes.
But no when you need to. But I feel like saying yes often is a good thing.
I like that advice. I think just be out in the scenery of Nashville. Mm-hmm. And say hi to people. Make conversation. We love talking to random people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's all the advice I could give. If you're a dating app person, do it. I'm not on anything right now. I don't love them, but like if you're looking to go on dates and find pretty girls, Hinge has a lot of pretty cute, fun girls.
Like, for sure.
Don't you think? Like normal girls?
Yeah. We were on it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite meal to cook together.
Okay. I know what this is. Do you?
I have an idea, but also I will say, just for a little bit of background, Mackie and I have dinner together almost every single night. Go to the grocery store together. We
didn't this week. We ate out every night this week at Midnight Oil.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
I think that you agree with me on this, but you're just like randomly not thinking of it.
What is it?
But it's something that we meal prep.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Oh, you like making Jennifer?
Yeah.
So Mackie's talking about the Jennifer Aniston salad,
yeah.
Which her mom actually sent us that recipe, I think.
Yeah.
Or did you find it?
No, mom sent it.
It's really good, and that actually
apparently what Jennifer Aniston ate all 15 years recording Friends, like,
yeah.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
So we love that to like prep. Like you can look that up on Pinterest and make it, but like we just enjoyed eating that for like a while for lunches because we also like meal prep our dinner that we eat like a couple of days.
That was a good answer.
I just like don't know what other meal we do. Like usually it was like chicken and veggies.
I was honestly gonna say taco. Like anything
we thought of one.
We do like a lot.
Or what about our boats?
Yeah, I was thinking our boats, but I was saying I was putting that more in a category of tacos. Like sometimes we'll do like shrimp tacos. Sometimes we'll do the boats.
The boats.
And the cucumber boats with shrimp in them are fire. And that was, we don't do it often, but I would say it was like the most fun to make together, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Like scooping out the cucumbers.
Yeah, and like the avocado and stuff. Yeah. Okay, we literally need to relax. Either way, like Kenna's usually whipping up some sort of chicken and veggies. Recently, I haven't really been over there to cook.
You've just been traveling a lot, and you have a boyfriend now, so.
I know, but like, you know, I'm not really doing dinner with him much.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, you don't really, I guess. Because like, he works late. We cooked
dinner together twice. Yeah. Or sorry, he cooks dinner. I don't. When Mikey it comes to him.
Yeah, Mikey doesn't really cook.
When it comes to him, like, he, like, this is, like, another thing that he does. He'll be like, just sit down, relax, put on the Netflix. I'll just cook over here. I'm like, okay, perfect. And it's like.
You don't want to be, like, in the kitchen with him talking?
I don't actually like, go watch the Netflix, but, like, that's what he says. He's like, I just want to, like, make you relaxed and make you this. But, no, I'm, like, still in the kitchen bothering the fuck out of him. But I'm not really helping, to be honest. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how. So.
Okay. Great. Next question. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Written paragraph. I got it. Okay. How to get over a guy friend that fucked you over. Me and one of my guy friends at college hooked up all of last semester. Then we stopped hooking up because I found out that he was hooking up with one of my good friends. It was a whole thing, but now it's just not the same as it used to be, obviously. And I don't know what I should do. Try to be friends again or just walk away and act like that never happened. Also, we weren't like besties, but we would all hang out together and I would consider him more than an acquaintance.
Wow.
I feel like this sounds similar to a situation that you had.
Mm-hmm. It does sound very similar. This is a tough situation. And I don't know if I would handle that situation the same way if it happened to me now. Than I handled it in the past.
Really? So, yeah. What would you have changed?
I don't know, because I just feel like I was very, very dramatic. And in the moment you are, because you're like, I like him. And like, I can't believe that my friend would do this to me. But like looking back, I really did not like him. I liked the attention that I got from him. I was more hurt by like my girlfriend than I was that. Yeah, the secret and like the friend that's a girl that did that. I mean, you said you stopped hooking up with him because I found out he was also hooking up with one of my good friends. Okay, so right then and there, like, that should tell you, like,
it's your friend.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm sorry, this hurts so bad to hear, but, like, he does not care about you if he's doing that.
No, yeah, he doesn't.
Sorry. Like, true. I hate saying that, but I am the type of friend, Mackie knows this, that I will literally tell one of my friends if they're being fucked over by a guy, he does not like you. He doesn't care about you at all.
And also, I just think that you probably like him. And yeah, like, he doesn't like you as much as you like him, which is always, like, the worst. But, like, once you get past that crush or liking that person or being caught up, then, like, other doors open.
And what sucks here, too, about this situation is that you're saying that you guys are all in the same friend group, which is not a great situation to be in because you have to be around these people all the time. Like the same kind of situation happened to me. I'm saying situation so many times. It's unreal.
It's okay.
But the same thing happened to me and I am not friends with the guy anymore at all. But I am still friends with the girl that he hooked up with. We ended up like making up and like we're fine now. But I was pissed off at both of them for a very long time. The guy I don't talk to at all anymore. So I just think try to remove yourself from the situation as much as possible because at the end of the day, like he's most likely not going to be your husband. Like he's out here hooking up with one of your good friends and like that's so disrespectful to you. And to have that self-love and self-respect for yourself, you just need to walk away. And it hurts a lot, but I think it will be the best decision in the long run.
Yeah, it'll get better after you do that.
I hope that helps.
Same.
I don't know if it does, but
I see.
Okay, next one. I notice you both are outgoing and have lots of friends. Thank you. We are, and we do. How do you juggle so many friendships / relationships with people? This is a three-part question.
We have one, two, three. So we'll start with one.
Yes. How do you juggle so many friendships / relationships with people?
I think that I actually am really good at this.
You are. You are really good at it.
I don't really listen to music in the car. I'm always calling somebody that I maybe haven't talked to in 1 or 2 days. Like, that is how I keep up with people. Like, I have 3 siblings. I have high school friends, college friends, a boyfriend. So I don't know. I just like call a lot. That helps a lot. And also just going out and just like quick, also like Snapchat, that I'm 25, but like that does help to keep in touch. Like for our high school friends, that is how I keep my relationship. I'm very active in like the group Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And just like updating on that, just so people feel connected, like they know what's going on in your life. And I just think that, yeah, reaching out, keeping up with people, even on social media, like for instance, like if one of our friends like randomly maybe like bought a new car, see that on Instagram, take like 5 seconds and just text or comment. And like for birthdays, I feel like that's a great way to like reconnect with somebody. I always call on birthdays. It's easier for you. It's more meaningful to the person whose birthday it is. It's one of my favorite pieces of advice is to call on a birthday.
Really? I don't know if I like that. So I don't love getting calls on my birthday because I'm like so busy.
No, but like it's fine. You don't have to answer. The person sees missed call.
Okay.
From Mackie, and then they text, and it's like, oh my gosh, I want to say happy birthday. And it's just like, it's okay. The best.
Got it.
No, what about you? How do you keep your relationship?
I will give you so much credit because all of that is true. You are so good at keeping in touch with people. Mackie's always on the phone. Like, there's not a day that I call her and she texts me on the phone with mom, on the phone with my sister, on the phone with Sydney, on the phone with Carlin. All the time with literally all of your friends all the time.
All the time.
And I'm like, bro, just 2 seconds. But yeah, she's very good at keeping in touch. I will reach out to you, but like, I'm a pretty bad texter, honestly. Like, I'm never really, I'm terrible at keeping in touch, honestly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think that you do a great job when we are out and about and seeing people that you see out and like remembering like what's going on with them and giving them like a lot of attention about them and like just asking about them. I think that then that keeps a relationship healthy because then they love you and like appreciate you.
I agree with that. I'm very talkative when I see people out and about, even people that I've only met once. I will come up to you and be like, hey, how are you? I'm pretty good at remembering people that like we meet.
Yeah. And I think that helps you with your relationships in Nashville, at least.
Yeah, that's true. We both kind of are though.
Yeah. I'm not as good with names, but like, I'm not surprised by that.
Neither.
I started this new thing where I was trying to say like, oh, it's so nice to meet you, kind of like saying the name.
Oh, repeating their name so that they know that you
still don't work.
Oh, it didn't. Okay. Yeah, repeating the names is good. I always do that. That's good.
I need more than that. Okay. Kenna also goes home and researches somebody new that we have met on Instagram, their tagged photos, their fucking mom on Facebook. And then, how the fuck are you going to forget that person's name?
Right.
When you've stalked them for fucking 35 minutes, 40 the next day too. So anyways, because I'm just like, oh, nice to meet you. And I'm off to the next. It is nice to meet everyone, but I'm not as good as remembering.
It's okay.
People know that.
Okay. Next question, ma'am.
Oh, what does it mean for someone to be a friend versus an acquaintance?
Wait, where are you?
Number two.
Oh, number two of the three part. I forgot we're on the three-part question. Okay.
Did you not want to do that part?
No, it's fine.
Oh. What do you think about that?
What does it mean to be a friend versus an acquaintance? I think an acquaintance is just someone that you see around town and you say hi to and you just have mutual friends with them and you kind of just know their name and their vibe. But a friend is someone that you would text to go to dinner, text to hang out with, text, hey, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I agree. Acquaintance to me is somebody that I just see out, happy to see them, but like, and like happy birthday text. I don't know why happy birthday's in my mind today, but just somebody,
an acquaintance, happy birthday.
Yeah, for sure. Same. A friend is like somebody that I will go on a walk with, or like, yes, get dinner, or like drinks. And like, they know like that I do have a boyfriend, and like the details around that.
Yes, that's right.
I guess my acquaintances might have an idea.
Okay, third part of the three-part question.
Do you ever wonder if some of the relationships are 100% genuine?
Yes, for sure.
I don't wonder it, but I'm sure they aren't 100% genuine. But I don't,
for sure.
I don't sit and wonder. We have so many genuine relationships that, like, if one isn't, like, it's not going to kill us.
Yeah. Next question.
How are you and that one boy you talked to that was your cousin's friend?
Who the fuck asked this? I've got to know. Can you DM me and tell me or text me?
We saw him last night at Midnight Oil.
It's actually insane. I haven't seen him for months, and I did see him for the first time last night at Midnight Oil. It was...
As he's walking up, I'm literally like, no, no, no. Kind of, I say his name, and she's so, like, no way.
So fucking uncomfortable. I've never been so awkward in my life. Maggie was like, you were so fucking awkward. I did all the talking. I texted my cousin last night. Did I tell you?
Wait, no, what'd you say?
Me. I saw blank lot tonight for the first time. I was so fucking awkward and so uncomfortable. I'd never been so awkward. She said, did he say hey? And I said, he talked to us for a hot sec. Mackie did all the talking. I didn't speak. Mackie was like, dude, you were so awkward. She said, LMAO, I wouldn't have either. I said hi, and he put his hand on my back and was like, how are y'all?
Oh, and he put his hand on your back?
Yeah, did you not see that?
Uh-uh.
I said, it was so not good. It was me that was awkward, not him. I also looked terrible, but whatever. And she goes, he thinks he's cool because he has a girlfriend now, which... Yeah, he has a girlfriend now.
So basically, he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend, and it's not me. So, that's the tea on that. And I haven't really talked to anyone since, so.
Oh, since him.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anyone,
Are you guys for kind of getting back, like, on the streets and, like, on Hinge and, like, going on Raya? Because, like, I think we need you to go on, like, a date, not to have a relationship, but just, like,
to have content.
To, like... Not even content, but just like experience to share.
For content. Do you guys think I should? I just like don't love the apps, honestly. I would much rather meet a guy organically and go on a date with him that way.
Okay, so why don't we like, it's not even like it needs to be a relationship, but just something fun
I
to do. Just to like learn what you like and what you don't like and just like, yeah, for experiences. So we'll work on that if you guys are for it. But if not, we can just keep kind of like completely like off of.
I'm not like opposed. I'm just like, I don't want it. I'm not like all here like I need a boyfriend right now.
No, definitely don't.
Okay, final question.
What were you guys most scared of when starting LYB? Love y'all. Love you more.
We love you so much, whoever you are.
I wasn't really scared.
You weren't scared?
No, because like I was talking with Kenny. How could I?
Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever goes wrong, I have Kenna.
Yeah. I would say that too. I don't think I was really scared about anything. Like, there were definitely thoughts in my mind, like, what if we fail? But like, who doesn't have that thought? I feel like failure, like, everyone's maybe a little bit has a fear of failing at something. But I also knew we just weren't going to, because I know us, and I know that like once we had this idea and like we were so determined and ambitious about it, we were like, we're gonna fucking do it. And we did it, and it's going amazing. And yeah, we have our ups and downs, but I wasn't really scared of, I think I agree with you, I wasn't really scared of anything.
Like, no, I wasn't. But like, I mean, probably like the first time on the mics, like my heart rate was up and I was just a little bit shaky and nervous. But that was probably it, like sharing my life. But also, it's just nothing new for us because we're so public already that pretty much I will tell anyone and everyone everything.
Yeah, I think when we had our first guest, I think I was maybe a little bit
Yeah, I'm still nervous with the guests.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm still nervous.
Me too.
I'm working on that. But
like, we were never scared that like we weren't going to be friends anymore. We were never scared that like this would ruin us. We were never scared that like, we were never scared of like hate or people not liking it, right? Because we just don't give a fuck about that. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. And like, it might not be for you. My brother says it's not for him. And I'm like, fine, whatever. But we were just
like more excited to start it than nervous. But
yeah,
I don't really get nervous on the mic anymore unless we have a guest. So whatever.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I feel like it was great. Now we are off to Fly Daddy Thursday.
We are off to Fly Daddy Thursday. We will answer the rest of the questions on an Ask Us Anything Part 2 coming up in a few weeks. So if your question didn't get answered this time, don't worry. We're coming back for you.
So excited.
We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Tim Summer. Tutor 30.